Welcome to Early Birds Club for Kids Bedtime Stories. Listen to stories filled with love, moral values, and inspiration. This is the story of Brahma and Maya. This story started a long time ago, before humans existed on Earth. This ancient tale comes from India and is about God named Brahma, who was alone in the entire universe for many years and had no one to speak to or to play with. Since he spent many years by himself, he sat down one day and thought of an idea. He had the power to create anything at will, so he created a beautiful goddess called Maya to play and spend time with. When Maya opened her beautiful eyes, Brahma explained the purpose of her existence. Maya was very excited at this new life and the play she was going to be a part of. She was also very clever and made a deal with Brahma. Before they begin their play, she said, "We can play the game, but you have to do what I say." Brahma was very happy at this exciting prospect and agreed. In his agreement, he forgot what his original vision was. They both sat down, and with Maya's instructions, he created the entire universe. Then he created life on land, water and air. Looking at the beauty of this new playground, Maya smiled happily. She told Brahma, "What a beautiful canvas and illusion you have created. However, there is no one to admire your work." She further added, "I want you to create intelligent beings who have the mind and intelligence to admire your beautiful work of art." Brahma thought about it and agreed also. He then created human beings who had the power to think, feel, admire, and love. Soon after, Brahma said to Maya, "I have completed all that you asked me. Let us play now." She agreed, and right then she chopped Brahma into thousands of tiny pieces and put them into each being that was created for the play. While she did that, she whispered, "The game is starting. I will make you forget who you are, and you'll have to find yourself in this land of illusion. When you find yourself in one piece, you'll have to find other pieces and wake them up also." Brahma was conscious of himself in each piece, and with Maya's words, he fell into a dream state and forgot his divine nature. Brahma is still trying to wake up each piece that belongs to him on this earth to finish the play that was started many years ago. This tale reverberates with each one of us who exist here on earth. We are all divine beings who are stuck in this temporary state of illusion or dream. We believe that we are this limited being, but in fact we are Brahma and have the power to transcend anything. The goddess of Maya is still playing her game, and until we wake up, the game will continue. The moral of the story is never believe that you are a limited being. It is true we have weaknesses and strengths, but they are to remind us that each one is unique, just like a different piece of Brahma is inside of us. Let us cherish our own uniqueness and wake up from this illusion. Good night. Sleep early and wake up early for a positive and successful life.